Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Arizona and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. And as you can hear, we have a very, very excited live studio. I am your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Everything Home is a talk radio show, podcast, and patriotic purpose-driven resource platform. It is the transformational show and platform about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. We are your trustworthy resource for sharing personal stories and quality content conveyed with a hint of humor provided by myself and my fabulous guests. And a supersized side of sincerity. Why, you ask? To enhance the quality of your life, give you more professional, personal, and financial freedom, and our favorite, to promote patriotism. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for one location, for all the information, the ultimate resource platform with five programs providing everything you need to grow your business, improve the quality of your life, and make a difference. The information for today's shows, today's guests, and all of our partners, every episode of Everything Home. To subscribe to the show, like, follow, and join our community, sign up for our newsletter, become a purpose-driven business or one of our partners, learn about our five transformational programs, and much more, everything is listed on everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Bookmark it, save it on your phone, make it your go-to place. We've made it easy to find the messages that matter from the people that you need to know about. Good people doing good business and good things. This is our live segment, Purpose Driven Partners, where we showcase the partners of our Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. We're going live every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 1 Mountain Time for your nooner with experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose driven people to share their stories, passions, and provide real life tangible takeaways, all in 7 minutes. Segments. Yes, you heard that correctly. 7 minute segments. It's a fast moving show. So hang on to your hats, boys and girls. It's going to be a fun one today. That's five guests, 7 minutes, lots of quality content. Everything's home. Today's topics: porn, recovery, heart centered business coaching, worldwide real estate, mood health, and smart storage, delivered by our partners Bill Ranshaw, Elsie Sogard Johnson, Molly Faulkner, Matt Zinman, and DD Needs a Wiki. Yeah, Needs a Wiki. Hope I didn't butcher that. She will let me know when she comes on. But before we bring on our first guest, just a few interesting things. Each month we have a free giveaway. All you need to do to enter is engage with our platform. Follow us on social media, like, comment, share our posts, and we'll do the same for you, which helps with those crazy algorithms and all the censorship on these wonderful social media platforms. You can rate, review, and subscribe to our show on your favorite podcast player. We're listed on 14 of them. Join our newsletter, like, recommend, and review us on Facebook. Just a couple clicks, a little typing. Each action will get you one entry to win our monthly prize. This month, it's a $25 gift card for Amazon. And as we go along here, the prizes will increase because our partners are going to be contributing some freebies for everyone to enjoy. To keep it simple, just go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and click the links and sites graphic. It's right there towards the top. It'll take you to listening to all of our links and programs. Check out what we do, who we are. Visit the Reopen America Resource Center for all kinds of great information. Join our community, become our partner, be a guest on our show, give us some feedback on episodes, and let us know which topics you want to learn about and who you want to hear from. So now let's get on with the show. It's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. You know, it's amazing what you could jam pack in a few minutes there. Crazy stuff. So today's topics: porn recovery, heart-centered business coaching, worldwide real estate, mood health, and smart storage. Our first guest is Mr. Bill Ranshaw. He is a quit porn coach. He's a recovered, I know, I love that. I love it. He is a recovered porn and sex addict who now helps men quit porn and transform their lives to find purpose, direction, clarity, success. So, Mr. Bill Ranshaw, how are you today?
Michelle, I am wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciated the summonings of the different dialects and accents that you had in your opening there. It was very interesting.
I'm trying to jazz it up, you know what I mean, as opposed to just kind of reading and going with the flow.
After 20 years, you do not disappoint.
You know, I've been working on my accents, too, so I've kind of got one down. I don't know if you've watched Schitt's Creek before. But I do a good Myra.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm working on my Myra, so I might be ready for Friday to have her jump in as a co-host, but we'll see. But anyway, I'm working on.
I think you could do your own show with just different accents, and nobody would know the difference.
Yeah. And then I just put a different hat on each time, so then I could feel like I'm a different person.
There you go.
So I
appreciate being back on the show. I know we've only got a few minutes, and last time it seemed like we went off on a tangent and went on forever. So. Just wanted to, bring it home a little bit more this time. And not sure if you had any direct questions up front, but maybe continue kind of what we had mentioned last time and kind of go into that.
Well, just kind of give an overview of porn in quitting and why it's such a problem. And it's not talked about. And I'm going to say one thing and hopefully it doesn't affect anything. I put in for the write-up for the show, I put in quit porn coach, right? And I saved it and then it deleted it. And I was like, I swear to God, I typed that in there. And then I did it again and it took it out. So that was just further proof that it's a taboo topic, that it's just not talked about because obviously, as you mentioned on the show before, they didn't kind of want to leave it as a loophole. They also didn't want to leave it as something where it's promoted, but it's a serious problem. So give a little bit of info about that and then anything else that you kind of want to share that's specific about what you do and why it's your approach is so successful.
Sure, absolutely. Well, it stems from my own history of starting off very young as a porn user, which grew into a life of being a porn addict and conversely into a sex addict. And this long journey of just being disconnected, I think that's how it showed up in my life. But the real challenge that I've noticed in the world, especially Western culture, is how porn is so widely accepted as being normal and in some circles actually healthy. And when I work with entrepreneurs on this front, so many people you hear, you see them post in different sites or they're going to different coaches and they say, I've tried everything. I've watched all the motivational videos. I've watched all the seminars. I've read all the books, but I just can't get it to click. I just can't seem to make it happen. I'm still having brain fog. I can't get over that hump of success. And that's when I usually step in and say, if you've tried everything, just take a moment and consider the role that porn is having in your life and if that's holding you back. It really has such a negative effect on the brain, and as I just mentioned a couple of seconds ago or minutes ago, is that it really creates a disconnect with people in general and intimacy, and not just intimacy in a relationship, like a close significant other relationship, but intimacy with people in general. And that's what makes it so difficult for people to find those levels of success, because if you want to have that, you really need to be able to connect with your clients, your partners, your vendors, or whoever it may be. And porn is one thing that definitely holds you back. And as you mentioned, it's such a serious topic that nobody's talking about, but it's one of those things that you don't know what you don't know. And once you can just kind of shed the light on it and self-examine yourself and really start researching what it's doing to you and how it's affecting your brain, then you can really have some breakthroughs on that front.
Yeah, the taboo part doesn't help. I mean, nowadays it seems like everything is talked about, even things that you don't even want to hear. And this is something that, you know, there needs a little bit more light shed on it, because it seems like it just goes back to human beings and some sort of addiction to something, whether it's alcohol or drugs or porn or exercise, where it's the obsessive compulsive part of our personalities, where you go from maybe one to the next. So with that being said, do you find that the people that you've worked with, I mean, I'm assuming primarily they're men, or is there some crazy women in there that speak into?
There is a much higher percentage of women that have a challenge with this as well. That definitely isn't talked about. I primarily work with men because that's my expertise, but I also have a lot of wives and women reach out to me about their significant others and their men in their lives who have challenges with this and how it's affecting their relationships. And so it really does just runs the gamut. And I think, you know, the angle that I come with at this is really helping people understand, again, deeply what it's doing to you. It creates depression, anxiety, fatigue, and those type of things also spur the addiction. So it's a vicious cycle, just like you said, any other addiction. And in my own personal life, once I stopped porn, it took many years to figure everything out. For the first time in my life, other addictions did jump in, and they were substance addictions. I went to opioid addiction. I kicked that in a short period of time, and then cocaine jumped into my life. I'm like, holy cow, what is going on in my life? So I went back and examined what I did to overcome porn and use that for the substances, along with some medical professionals to get over those. But it really shortened the cycle. However, it is that addictive. I don't want to say addictive personality, because some people say, oh, I have an addictive personality, or I don't. It's going to affect you on some level in some way. And I look at it, I'm not a religious person or a spiritual guru or a hippie or anything like that, not judging anybody who's in that realm, but I'm just a conservative white collar guy that kind of found a path towards spirituality, meaning being present. And that's what my coaching goes towards, is really helping people find a way to become present in their life. And I know that's very cliche to say, but so many times our depressions and our fears and our anxieties are about looking and living forward into the future or re-experiencing the past in some point. And if you can really balance yourself on that fulcrum of, say, a teeter-totter right in the middle of being present, at that point in time, the whole world really does get to open up to you, and you get to experience and see the whole landscape for what it is. You're no longer worried about the future. You're not being held back by the past. And now you can create some beautiful things where you're in the present. I also say, in the present, addictions cannot live. And they just have no place, because when you're fully present, you have probably the least amount of ego in that point in time. And ego is kind of a cause of a lot of the challenges that we have in business, in working with people, in growth. And I work to bring everybody back to a state of presence where they can focus on what really needs to get done and plan for it.
And I think what you just gave a whole summary on is what everyone could apply in their own life, regardless if they have any addiction issues. It's being in the present, and it'll make a huge difference. And as you said, ego, you've heard this before, is edging God out, and it gets you back to being grounded and spiritual, and realize that that's the person that's supposed to be number one. I gotta bounce, but I did want to let people know, as you mentioned it, you're a white collar guy. You're totally normal. I would have never known this to be an issue with you all these years that I've known you. And it's also something that, I mean, you've got a successful job. You've always been like a nice guy and funny and all that. You would have never seen it. So that just kind of gives further proof that there's a lot of this behind the scenes. So You were kind of expected some kind of some creepy guy that, you know, back in the day would hang around that video store behind the curtain and he pops out and you're like, whoa, right. I know it's back there. But that's not the case.
I know we have to go, but I do want to jump on that, Michelle, real quick and say is that it's very prevalent with so many people. For me, it showed up as job skipping, underlying depression, anxiety, and not full happiness. And again, I know we got to go. If people want to learn more about me or what I do, there's two ways they can get to me. Is they can go to purposekillsporn.com or billwilderment.org. You go to either one of those.
We have all that on the website
me.
Too. Yeah, and all of your information. The link is directly there, so they can listen to the show and just click on your name and it'll have the website there. So then that makes it just easier, so they don't have to think and they don't have to remember. So they can get directly to you. So we covered that. I got you covered, my friend.
I love it. I look forward to listening to the rest of your guests today. I know they have some exciting things to talk about.
All right. I appreciate you coming on. And you know what? My audience was sleeping this morning, so they didn't give you their round of applause. I'm going to give it to you. It's almost like I need one of those long sticks so I can poke them, because sometimes they're not paying attention. I didn't give them lunch today. Usually I bribe them with lunch, and I didn't do that.
Oh my God. Okay.
That's a good way to go out. I gotta go plug my stuff. So we'll have you back on, Bill. I appreciate it. And you're a good man. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, dear. Chat soon.
Bye-bye. All right. So we are going to tell you a little bit about one of our programs right now.
ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today, the ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
Just wanted to give you a little information about the Reopen America Resource Center. It is on our website, and you just click the tab for Reopen America Resource Center. If you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, it is jam-packed with information. All of our guests and partners are listed on there for what they do, and it's all in different categories, so it makes it simple. All the information is free. It's got anything from business organizations and networking groups and communities and employment opportunities, virtual events, LinkedIn and Facebook groups that are important to join, personal, professional development resources, products and services, live streams, whether it's entertainment or for business or for even just kind of personal, trustworthy nonprofits and foundations, coronavirus facts, which are going to be very important now because what you're hearing is not the truth, must follow people, podcasts and more. Everything is there to really help grow your business and get your life back on track. And of course, we've got to reopen this country as they're starting to shut it down again. So visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click on Reopen America Resource Center, and just have a good time with it, because the information is unbelievable. And start using it as a reference. Tell your friends about it. If there's anything that you can think of that you want added to it, just let us know and we'll do that. Bookmark it, save it on your phone, make it your go-to place, and I guarantee it will help you in so many different ways in your business and in your life. So let's get on to our next guest. My next guest is Elsie Sogard Johnson. She is the heart-centered coach and founder of Elsie Johnson Coaching and Consulting. Audience, could you please give her a nice round of applause? Don't be mad because I didn't get you lunch today. You know, so what they say, there's no such thing as a free lunch, right, Elsie?
No, exactly. How are you today, Michelle?
I'm good. It's been a long time since we chatted, and I'm sure you have had so many different high points and great things that are going on with the consulting business, because I've been watching a little bit on social media. So just give a background about a little brief about you and some of the specialties. We've only got about 7 minutes, but I just want you to kind of give an overview first and maybe some specific takeaways, especially now when people kind of need help the most again. It seems like we're going to go through this.
Sure, absolutely. And it's a perfect segue from, you know, you were talking a little about being behind the mask. I think right now it's just really important that everybody is open and honest with each other, because we are all struggling at some level, right? Whether it's being stuck at home with your family that you haven't been stuck at home with for a long time. It's reaching out to client if you're a typical, you know, face-to-face business. All these things, we're all struggling in some way. And then I really just encourage people to be honest about it, to be honest about their emotions, because if you're not, it's just going to bottle up. It's just really going to hurt you in the long run. And that's really where my coaching comes from, is because it was my own story, hiding behind that mask that everything is just perfect and great on the outside, but on the inside you can at times be a completely basket case. You know, so I think for a business owner, once we start getting really real with ourselves and not hide those emotions that we have, we really open the door to some really, really honest conversations and just be more authentic.
Well, and it's good.
I would think you've seen that in. Go ahead.
Good. Well, no. I want you to talk. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks. I can talk your ear off you, but it's. But I'm sure, you know, in your show, you know, you've probably seen a lot of people here who come really here with that message of saying, just be authentic, you know, show up as yourself. In the end, that's really what, you know, reduces the stress, reduces the overwhelm, and just people are there to help you when you want them.
Yeah. Now, do you find that a lot of your clients, and this is coming from an interview that I listened to this morning on the Joe Piscopo show with Dr. Christine Northrup, which I'm sure you're familiar with her work. She's an amazing, amazing mm-hmm. doctor, and her credentials are unbelievable. And she's more into the wellness world. And she had said that, you know, the fear and the anxiety is really helping get people not only stressed out, but sick. Because it does so much to you from a negative standpoint for your body. So do you find that a lot of your clients are deciding to focus on their health? And once they actually do, it's turning around not only their personal life, but even their business side, because they are, you know, taking that time to maybe exercise or focus on supplements or even eating better. Because like you said, we're home more often. And that it's actually helping their business and their you know, their whole thoughts and some clarity in the way that they even think or being on their game again.
Oh, 100%. You know, our stress comes from this old, you know, primarily old instinct of fight and flight. And what happens is once we get into that stress factor, it actually takes away, you know, nutrients from our rational thinking part of the brain. So if you're in that stress, it really reduces your ability to think straight. And that's why people can run around in circle and not know exactly where they want to go. So that's the biological thing behind this. But yesterday I was talking to a client and we were talking about how if you look at your life as a tree and you yourself are the trunk of the tree, and everything in your life, your business is one branch, your family is another branch, your social life, your spiritual life, everything, if you can imagine that tree as having branches, right? And you're the trunk that supports all these areas. If you do not have deep roots down to the ground to pull up all the nutrients that you need to be this stable trunk for this big tree that you're building, this tree will topple over. And so it is extremely important that you at any given time make sure that that is nurtured in you. As a business owner, if you go down with stress or burnout, who is going to take care of the business? You know, mm-hmm. your personal health is so important, no matter where, you know, no matter who you are. But as a business owner, so many other people rely on you too. So don't skip on that. Because you are not able to give the best of yourself to them and then to the ultimate legacy or the ultimate impact that you want to create.
Did you find that's pretty much the number one issue with your clients when you have that conversation? It's because they are neglecting themselves because they're trying to do so many different things. And that maybe is the number one thing holding them back from being, you know, accelerating their business and moving to the next level?
That is really the, you know, 95% of all my focus. It is the human behind the business, because if you're not well, the business is not well. All the patterns and behaviors that you see in your personal life are either exponentially bigger in your business. If you are short with your employees, or you are, all these behaviors that you see in your personal life are usually reflected in your business, or you totally flip to the other side and overdo it. You know, if you're really strong, very aggressive boss, and you may be a softie at home, it's much easier to be the same person in both places and find more of a balance. So we always, always look at the personal, the emotional, and the mental health of yourself, because once we start understanding ourselves, just like Bill was talking about, once we understand these factors in ourselves, and he was talking about being present in the moment, we can think so much more clearly. We can really devise a plan that works for us as a human, as well as our business, and as well as our long-term life goals.
So it's almost like right now, take the time out and not only be in the present, but really evaluate what you're doing, you know, put together maybe a timeline or time frame during the day where you're doing certain tasks, so you're not feeling that you're all over the place, creating more stress, and focus more so on your health. And then, you know, things will come together maybe a little bit more quickly than expected.
Oh, absolutely. And I have, you know, I know this is a limited time. I have two questions that I think people can ask themselves and sort of get a picture of that. For my clients, it is, the first is, my life works when, or my life is just better when. So your overall life, it's better when I have time for my partner or my children or my social life. It's better when I get exercise. It's, you know, list those out and say, when is my life better, or when is my life perfect? And then the other one, when is my business, you know, when is my business perfect, or when does my business work? It's when I have enough income to do X, Y, Z. It's when I have time to plan my day. So once you have those gauges for when you feel your personal and your professional life work, start seeing what first step can you take to make that a reality.
Oh, I love both of those. I just wrote them down, and I'm going to do that for myself later today, because it's almost like you got to get back grounded and be focused. Otherwise, you can't move forward. Wow, that's some great information, Elsie. So I appreciate you coming on. Like we said, it's a short segment, but you're coming back. So a little bit here and there, and it all comes together. So thank you for being such a great partner on the platform. And we will talk to you very soon, young lady. Make it a great day, okay?
Oh, sounds good. Thank you very much. And everybody else, have a great day.
All right, sounds good. All right, so before we bring on our next guest, I just wanted to let you know about one of our other programs, the Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace. This is where you go when you want to buy a product or service. You buy, and those companies actually donate 2 to 20% of your total purchase to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets, and kids. It's simple and very easy. Click buy and, whoa, make a difference. So what we've done is we've partnered with 44 well-known websites and brands like Amazon, Apple Books, and music, all of the sports organizations for any type of merchandise like the NFL, the Major League Baseball, NASCAR, UFC, etc., Constant Contact, Omaha Steaks, Suzanne Summers, Thanks Skinny Girl, American Flag, Fiverr, and so many more. So you go to our marketplace concept, and it really does take community-powered philanthropy to the next level by letting people like yourself donate to worthy causes without actually having to make a donation. Yes, that's right. You don't have to write a check. Just go there first instead of directly to the website that you would normally go to. You don't pay any more. A lot of the times they offer a special coupon or a discount code. So visit everythinghomemarketplace.com. It's also on the tab of our main website. When you want to buy something, click the product or service you want. 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to vets, pets, and kids. You can make a donation by just being conscious of your choices and buying decisions. Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace. Click, buy, make a difference. And I'm trying to use it for anything that I'm purchasing. And I did want to give a plug. I did it last week, but I kind of wanted to do it again because perfect timing. I mentioned that Zag Invisible Shield Glass, which is a screen protection for your phone, in the past, it's actually glass, right? Yeah, and I drop my phone all the time, and it usually hits the tile on my floors, and there's no problem. Well, after the show last week, when I mentioned this shield that you buy, and it's not bad, I think it's like $50 or $60, but when your phone's $1,000, it makes all the sense in the world. And they have a lifetime warranty. So in the past, I've sent it out, bought another one, replaced them for like $11. Anyway, they send it back to you, do an exchange, and I just noticed there's a crack on it again. So I am going to do that today. And boom, it's $11. You get a new one and you don't crack your phone. So, and then they also donate 3% to our nonprofit organizations helping vet pets and kids. The other thing I wanted to give plug for is the Suzanne Summer Supplements. It's flu season, the coronavirus with the cases and all that. Like I said, we'll get into that into another show. But I started doing the zinc and the vitamin D3, which is what everyone is suggesting that you do to boost your immune system for all kinds of different preventions from different viruses. And she gives a 15% discount. 4% of the total purchase price goes to kids. And you know you can trust the products because if you look at her and her, how great, she's 80 years old. Come on, people. So I'd rather buy her products than something at the grocery store that I have no idea. And when I priced that, it actually came out as less. So again, if you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, which is our main website, just click the Marketplace tab, check it out, and you can make a difference by buying the products you normally do. So that was my plug, and we don't make any money off of it. I'm just letting you know what are the good products and the good people out there and what works and how you can make a difference in other people's lives and actually improve your own health and not have to buy a new cell phone. So there you go. All right, let's move on to our next guest. We are going to be talking about worldwide real estate. And our next guest is Molly Faulkner with Faulkner International Worldwide Real Estate. Miss Molly, how are you today?
Good afternoon, Michelle. Thank you so much for including me in your live show. That was a standing ovation kind of club.
Don't worry, they're still sitting down over there. But yes, they are two guests, and like you said, I didn't give them lunch, so I know that. And it's like you got to feed the animals. Don't feed the animals at the zoo kind of thing, but here we've got to do that. Give them a little pep in their step. So let's talk a little bit about what makes your real estate company unique. I know what really appealed to me was some of the posts that you had done and also the fact that you're more worldwide and international. So just give a little brief overview and kind of give us an idea on what's going on. I know the real estate world here in Arizona is just completely out of control.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Molly Faulkner. I'm a certified new homes and international property consultant, so here as well as overseas. I specialize in new homes and lifestyle living and active adult living communities in the U.S. as well as overseas. I've teamed up with developers to bring the buyers some wonderful choices of new homes with fantastic amenities and all price points. So whether it would be their first home or they're moving up or stepping down, nothing feels like it when you can choose your own lot and build your homes from the ground up and have all the amenities and bells and whistles that you enjoy.
Now, you're in California, so as far as the new homes there, kind of give us an overview. I mean, everything in California is expensive. A lot of you Californians are moving here. And in Arizona, a lot of the newer homes are further out because of just how the city's laid out. So is that what's happening in California too, where people are having to actually drive, but now if they're working from home, it's not that big of a deal. They can drive further out and get a bigger or at least a more affordable home because they don't have to be driving so far into work. Is that kind of the trend that you're seeing, why maybe California has a chance to survive this because people don't have to go to work anymore?
Yes, the new developments actually have been sold every resale, even though we have a 15% across the board market that went up in the last 3 to 4 months. So people are moving out and they are moving to bigger homes, and majority of these new homes actually are built with either an addition that could be used as an office or a game room. So majority of the people now are using it for offices. So it's a good deal for them when you have something big and not so close to other people, and you know that the home is guaranteed for 10 years and you don't have to do anything, any fixing. And then you got, all the perks like, swimming pools and kiddie parks and dog parks and gyms, all those good stuff. So it's a good deal for a lot of people here in California. Some are choosing to stay, and yes, a lot of them have moved out to either Florida or Arizona or Nevada. So those are the three states that they've exited to.
Now, from international standpoint, and then I got to go because I went over and I apologize. Do you find that there's a lot of people from other countries moving here just because, we're one of the strongest, if not the strongest economy, but we always have the most potential. So are we getting an influx of international buyers coming in for the people who want to sell their homes?
Yes, actually, we have a lot of people from California moving out overseas for Latin America, for example, or Mexico, and, as far as Dubai and, anywhere else in the Arabic country that they wanted to go to do to business. But a lot of incoming here to California are people from Mexico. We have people from Canada, and we have people from the UK and Australia that are actually coming to California because our weather is second to none. I mean, actually, we're Hawaii,
Hawaii,
so it's good for them. But for those who consider, new homes, either in California or overseas, there are three tips that actually I'd like to
give. You can make it quick. You got it less than
a minute. One, why buy resales when you can buy a new home and it's warranty for 10 years? And two, if you buy globally, what 15 questions must you consider before investing? And then three, what kind of title insurance guarantee will developers provide you? If you don't have that, then you'll lose out.
Perfect. I appreciate it. Hopefully that'll help some people, maybe encourage them to buy new as opposed to a resale, because there is a lot of headaches that go along with something that's been around for a while. My house is 30 years old, so I get it. And I just, when something goes wrong, I just go, oh, God, not again. But it is what it is. What are you going to do, right? That's why you throw a home warranty on and just try to Band-Aid it until you can afford several thousand dollars to do something new. But Molly, I appreciate you coming on and giving some great feedback. You're a wonderful partner on the platform, and we'll have you back on to talk some more specifics about real estate. So thanks again, and you have a great day.
Thank you, Michelle.
All right, you're welcome. All right, so we are going to tell you a little bit about our another program that we offer on the Patriotic Purpose Driven Resource Platform.
PromosForAPurpose.com.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
PromosForAPurpose.com.
So Promos for a Purpose came from a collaboration of just realizing that the businesses and small businesses and entrepreneurs, service providers, need a different way to stand out from their competition and stay top of mind. And a lot of times people just don't want to take that initiative, or if they hire some of these companies, it's thousands and thousands of dollars per month. So we made it really easy, and it's an everything done for you purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience where we do everything. So it gives your brand something to stand behind. I mean, a lot of times people don't realize, or they don't even think about, what does my brand stand for? What do I believe in? Or do my customers even know that? That's a great opportunity to put that as part of your entire marketing and branding campaign, focusing on giving back. And as you heard, 84% of consumers believe it's crucial for businesses to support charitable causes, and 63% want to buy from a purpose-driven business. So we made it easy and put together a whole program. So it is a branding, marketing plan and strategy plans you get. You get marketing materials, membership in our platform and as a partner in our community, ongoing promotion of public relations campaign, including a press release, networking opportunities, referrals from us and our partners, continual collaboration and marketing strategy sessions, so much more. So it's a full-on package, and it's so affordable, and it's long-term. And like I said, we do everything for you. So check it out. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click the promos for a purpose tab. Become a purpose-driven business today, because it is the direction that a lot of the businesses and companies are going, and that's what the people want. They want to see that you're doing something else other than just trying to make money, even though, you know, we all need to do that. But it's especially with this coronavirus, people are looking for a little bit more. And if that's just something you believe in and you want to give back and you want to be a part of a bigger picture, this is a great opportunity to do that. So we'd love to help grow your business and share why you are the best at what you do. So again, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and click the promos for a purpose tab at the top. I want to bring on my next guest. He is become actually kind of a good friend of mine. Matt Zinman is the author. He is an author, and he is the host of the Insights to Live By podcast. And he's going to be talking about mood health, which should be very interesting. So, audience, can you give Mr. Matt a big round of applause? Matt, I'm not going to give away your secret, so you could just start talking about mood health.
Hey, Michelle, it's great to be with you again, my buddy. Today we want to talk about mood health. It's one of the parts of the book, Zeeisms, that I really felt was important to write, because I've personally had to contend with depression since my teens. And I really don't think many people are spared, either personally or someone very close to them, from some kind of mental health event in their lives. And especially now, given everything with COVID and the adjustments that we've had to go through and the things that we love that we can't necessarily do as much or at all anymore. And, you know, there's a grieving process there, and that can also be a trigger for people susceptible to depression. I'm here in Philadelphia, so the season's changing. A lot of people have seasonal affective disorder. So one of the things that I really lay out in that mood health chapter is a mood scale, which you can imagine as something like a thermometer, where you've got that mid-range of whatever you want to describe as normal, whoever gets to define that, normal, happy, normal, sad, and then on the lower end, mild, moderate, and severe depression, right down to suicidal. And then going up, often people who are bipolar might go into hypomania, mania, and psychosis. And what's really important is the practical side of managing depression at all, right? I have, for myself, a 3-day rule, which is to say, I know that I'm going to, you know, have a down day, maybe it's bad weather or something, or as an entrepreneur, you know, you get punched in the gut once in a while, if not often. And when you get to the third day, it's really important to take action. No matter how bad you feel, you really have to self-parent and get yourself moving, structure your day, you know, all your coping skills, listen to music, reach out to people who lift you up. But all of these things really take proactive measures, and that's the toughest part of all. So I'll stop there for a moment.
Now, you can turn on any channel, and there's tons of commercials for all of these different issues. Primarily, they seem to focus on some of the depression, and they give you this long list of symptoms that you might have. And anyone, even if you don't have depression, you could go, well, yeah, that's called Tuesday. So at what point is it something where you're just, you know, just regular stress, or is it something that you really kind of need to be a little bit more concerned about where you might need to have alternative, whether it's treatments or medication or something? Or, and I'm saying this too as a kind of a, I don't want to say warning sign, but I have quite a few that have some of these issues, and as they've opened up later on in life, even more like bipolar and manic depressive. And I had no idea, but then looking back, you're like, oh yeah, now that I kind of understand a little bit about what that is. So what I'm trying to ask is, when is it something you should be really concerned about? And when is it something that's just, you're a little bit more overstressed than you really should be? And what are some of the signs that you could notice that of your friends and family, you go, oh, maybe there needs to be some other person coming in the mix here.
Yeah, that's a great point. And, you know, especially even when it comes out to reaching to others, and many people are suffering in silence. And, you know, for me, you know, if you never really experience what it's like to be depressed, there's a huge disconnect. And I describe the experience as kind of, you know, sinking in the quicksand. And that's why the 3-day rule is so important, because the longer you go without letting, you know, forcing yourself, you know, back into a better place, the harder it is to escape. And it can be really challenging at first. To your question, it can be very difficult to recognize, you know, why am I feeling sluggish? Why am I, you know, all those light symptoms of mild depression? But I think to your question, and again, I want to just acknowledge that I'm speaking from experience, not as a clinician. Is I only play a doctor on TV. it's that elasticity. If you're not able to bounce back, if you're not able, you know, within a number of days to really get yourself back to center, then you really need to take action and maybe even seek help. And it can be something that's a chemical imbalance where a medication is required, or it might be something where you need other kinds of interventions. But that's the answer to that side of it. And I also think it's important to recognize perception. You know, the opposite of rose-colored lenses here. And you can take the very same set of circumstances and see them in completely opposite ways between pessimism and optimism. So, Michelle, did we talk about the perception snapshot in our last conversation?
No, we didn't. Yeah, I've been a little bit over, so we've got about a minute and a half. So if you want to make it quick, that would be great.
Yeah, I want to stay practical here. So
yeah,
something other than the 3-day rule is something called a perception snapshot. And we have all these moving parts in our life, and it can be really hard when you're depressed and things get very clouded. So if you can just step back to be objective and go down a left column and you isolate, you know, are my basic life needs met? Am I healthy? Are those around me healthy? You know, how are my finances, right? You know, food in the fridge, right? All those things, you know, relationships, just isolate them. And then you can go down a positive and negative column and kind of take that snapshot. And you're going to have things in the negative column. That's life. But if your basic needs are met and you're generally healthy, you know, the rest of it just comes down to being circumstantial. And it's important to remind yourself that's there. And then the other thing I want to mention, Michelle, is the importance and access of telehealth. And that's the silver lining to COVID, that people don't have to suffer in silence. You literally can call one of the hotlines. And I want to acknowledge on our website a couple of podcast episodes that we did. And I interviewed a doctor from NIMH about how to talk to your kids about suicide. And, you know, I want to mention that, if I may, at mattzidman.com. That's just a public service page for anyone to reach out to any of those different kinds of services and to hear those episodes.
Yeah, that's a great resource that you have there. And it's interesting they brought up telehealth, because last week, Dr. Rob, who deals with recovery and addiction, his practice is strictly telehealth, and his success stories is unbelievable. It's unlike any other type of treatments people have been through, and they use telehealth for everything. They've been doing it for years, but there must be something there. Maybe it's it removes that barrier of actually having to go in person or leaving the house and actually walking into that door and going, I need help. Because then reality, you know, you get that tunnel where you're like, ah, I don't want to go inside. I'm going to go run back to the car. So maybe that is a way that people can get past certain things because it's not as scary. It's not as intimidating because you're still in the comfort of your own home. Like everything's safe and there's just a person there and you're used to seeing screens now. So more people will get help. So that's a great point. And there you go. Thanks. It's backed up by yet another person on the last week. So you guys are onto something for sure. Huh. Well, briefly before we go. Yeah. And before we go, Matt and I are going to be starting a gratitude challenge. We're going to go live next Tuesday and we're going to start promoting it over the weekend, but tune in the next Tuesday at noon. We're going to describe it and encourage everybody to tune in. It won't be a long show. We'll make it quick because we know we got to get in and get out. You've got things going on, but we just kind of want to set up the next 30 days during the holidays for success. Right, Matt?
You got it.
All right. Sounds
Absolutely.
Good. So then I will talk to you before Tuesday, but then Tuesday we'll be back on the air here at 12 o'clock and we're going to change some lives.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, buddy. Thanks, everybody.
All right. You're welcome. I will talk to you soon. I'm glad that you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Okay. So we are running a little bit long, so I'm going to make this quick, but I mean, come on, listen to the guests that we've had, our partners. They are such amazing people. They've got great content and they really care. And we've been doing this show for about 2 weeks now, 2.5 weeks. And I have notes that I've taken from every single person. I'm implementing a lot of the things in my own life and my own business and encouraging other friends and families and some clients to do the same. So if you're interested in becoming one of our partners, we're always looking for like-minded people. There's no cost to become a partner in the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. It's basically, you know, there's no reason that small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and nonprofits have to fly solo, especially in this time and place now where, you know, you're lacking community and you're not getting that in-person interaction with people. That's why we created this platform. So then you just have one location where we just put everything there so people can have access to the professionals and the experts and the entrepreneurs and all the resources. And so it's pretty simple. It's partnerships, promotions, relationships. What's the criteria? Simple. It's got to be a good person. You got to be doing good business and good things because we want to make sure that people that are utilizing the platform and meeting the right people and listening to the information that they're getting quality content they can trust. And nobody's trying to plug anything. Nobody's trying to sell anything. So it's not like that. And it's not like they paid a bunch of money to be as part of the platform. We just want sincere people that are really just trying to make a difference in the world and help people to grow their business and improve their lives. So if you're interested in becoming a partner, just go to the website and everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. On the homepage, there's a big graphic I stuck there to join the community, or you could just go under the Partners and Patriots tab and look at some of the other Partners and Patriots. There's a whole, there's another page on there that says become a partner with all the information. So please check it out, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Keep in mind, one location for all the information. I'm telling you, once you start looking at everything that's on there, you're going to go, God, this is unbelievable. You're going to want to bookmark it, save it on your phone, make it your go-to place. I promise you will be very... you'll be very impressed. And if there's anything you can think of that we need to add, please let us know. We are always looking to just even provide some more organizations and groups and information as people find them, because we just want to make things simple for people to get on in life. All right. So I apologize for going long. I'm going to bring on my next guest, Dee Dee. And I hope I got the last name right. Needs a wiki. She is the founder of LuxPack. I know. I should have asked you how to pronounce the other day. We talked on the phone. She's the founder of LuxPack. It's smart storage for your travel, personal, and sporting needs. Audience, are you guys over there? All right, Dee Dee, you've got a great product. Yeah, you've got a great product. So tell us about it. I just want to get right into it because it's really smart and more people need to have it in their hands and start implementing it into many different aspects of their life.
Well, thanks, Michelle. We're really excited to be here and talk about LuxPack today. So you know, a little bit about our story so people understand kind of where the product came from, where the idea came from. I have this terrible problem of things blowing up all the time in my suitcase when I traveled, and it was really just so frustrating. And so I came up with this idea to create a compact hard case that was smaller, that would fit into my purse, my carry-on, or, you know, easily stacked in a suitcase with maybe a couple units. And I'm able to transport more volatile products that I worry about when I travel. But as time went by, what was really exciting is that we kind of discovered there's so much more that you can do with our original Lux Pack. And now we have our V2, which is kind of an upgrade from our original. So we listened to people and their feedback about our product for about 2 years in the market. And what we found was there was a few things that we wanted to add on just to create better opportunity for the use of the case for certain types of users. So basically from the original to our V2, the V2 is a little bit more rugged, has a little bit more space. And because it has a loop on it, there's an opportunity to lock it, which for those who are in cannabis happy states, you can use this as a child safe container. Huh. And because it's waterproof, you can't really smell anything. So that is kind of the upside of the case with the ability to put the lock on there. The other thing was in the sportsman space, you can use that carabiner because you know when somebody's going out with their backpack, they stuff it so tight with stuff. I mean, you walk through the airport, it's hilarious to see somebody with their backpack. And, I mean, I don't even know how they would get their finger in there, let alone any more products. So what's really nice is you can hang the V2 from the outside of a case or onto something like on a boat so that it doesn't go over the edge. So it's great for hunting, hiking, camping, road trips, and basic air travel. Not only can you put your cosmetics and things like that in there, but because we have three empty bottles that come in the case that are 2 ounces, by the way, they're all TSA compliant, people can put in what they want into those bottles. And we do have actually a PPE pack that is already ready to go with a hand sanitizer, 2 empty bottles to put what you want in there. And then we do 5 masks and 2 sets of gloves. So there's a lot of really creative things that you can do. We even discovered that travel size liquor bottles fit into our bottle bracket, which is, it's, you know, this is a funny story. We were at a trade show and we had this on display. And before we went in, security made us dump out the alcohol. So we put water into the bottles and had them on display. Somebody actually stole the case. Because I guess they thought they were going to get free liquor.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it is the popular one for sure. But we are going to be doing some really cool stuff for your listeners, our listeners. Come Thanksgiving or Black Friday, actually, we're going to be offering our original Lux Pack, buy one, get one free. And So they're originally $30 per unit, and we're lowering them to $20 per unit, so you're getting them basically for $10 a piece, and then shipping. So, and actual shipping, we don't add anything to that. So we're trying to do kind of a clearance on the original Lux Pack because we've got so many of the new products that just came in. So I've got 8,000 of those version 2s in 5 different colors. And they're available for quick shipping. So we are actually, those are $35 and they're on sale for $25. And you get a free carabiner as a gift for purchase. And we are vowing to donate 10% for every one of our V2 units, which is our version 2 of what we call our OG, the old
the OG
product. The original is our OG, but the V2, we're going to donate 10% for each case sold to a nonprofit in your organization.
And we're going to add you to the marketplace, right? Isn't that what we're going to be doing? So that's what we're going to do. So I haven't had a chance to do it yet, but I will do it this, well, since you kind of opened the can of worms here. So I will have no choice but to do that today or tomorrow. And then what we'll do is I'll have you, let's do this. if you can, since you mentioned Thanksgiving, and Black Fridays and, you know, whatever soup du jour they're calling it this year, because it seems like it's a rolling event. Jump on the calendar for next week and let's, it's for next Wednesday. I have a spot or two open. We'll give them a little bit more information. We'll make it a little short plug that we put you on the marketplace, the donation campaign for the nonprofits. We'll just go in a little bit more detail and focus on kind of launching the campaign. So does that work for you?
That's very cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wanted to mention also that we do have a really cool wine case coming. And, you know, as an entrepreneur and a young company, this product has been so well received that we know it is a total home run. It's on the website now at luxpacket.com. And but the case is not here. And I want to let people know that, you know, our social cause personally for LuxPac is a nonprofit called Unabusable. And Unabusable assists survivors of domestic violence and abuse. And that was kind of a choice for me based on the fact that I am a survivor. And, you know, that's kind of where my heart lies, is helping these people with a little hand up, you know, not a handout kind of thing, and get them to a better place. So with that wine case, when it does come in, we will be utilizing that product to additionally donate back to Unabusable. So we're really big on philanthropy at LuxPac, and being, you know, an entrepreneur my entire life, you know, I've always felt in my heart that I wanted to be able to give back to something that was important to me. And what you do is very important to me, and Unabusable is also important to me. And that's the only reason why I really want to make lots of money, is so that I can do things to help people.
Exactly. We talked about that. I mean, it's kind of like why we really connected when we had our conversation is, you know, your attitude is really where I'm trying to get more business owners to be on the same page, where when you become a purpose-driven business, you could take those things that you care about and what you believe in and what you really, you know, if you're spending all your time working, you know, why not combine the passions that you have outside of work into your own business? And, you know, by giving back and giving gratitude, that's why we're going to do this gratitude challenge next week. Great things happen when you start giving back. And I'm not saying you have to write checks for anything, right? We didn't mention any of that stuff. You don't have to do that. That's why the marketplace is there, so that you can actually buy whatever the things that you're going to normally buy and actually make a difference at the same time. So there's other ways to become a purpose-driven business, or maybe even like a purpose, you know, like the purpose-driven life, the book by Rick, I can't think of his last name. But, you know, that's what I'm trying to encourage more businesses to think. And then the ones that actually do think that way, I want them to be part of our platform so that, you know, we have that like-minded type of camaraderie. And that's what the whole platform
Absolutely.
Is about. It's really bringing in those good people doing good business and good things. And then and having additional, you know, resources for people that, you know, just in general just want to, you know, grow their business and improve their life, and they don't want to be a partner, that's okay. But this is like a meeting place where, you know, that these products and services and just the information on the shows alone, it's just good stuff. And I'm just glad that we connected, and you're going to be a phenomenal partner. And like I said, come back on Wednesday, and we'll officially launch the campaign and get the product onto the platform, and we'll help more people, and we'll make, you know, in our own businesses, if we make millions of dollars, then watch out, world, because this can be a lot of philanthropy and great change happening in the lives of many people. So, you know what I mean? That's
it's all about creating change, for sure. So on Wednesday, we'll make sure that we have that coupon code available for that 10% donation. So we know, where that money goes when people order that V2.
That's perfect. We'll give them all the details on Wednesday. So jump on the calendar and we will talk then. But thank you so much, Dee Dee, for being a great partner. And I really think that the people are going to love your product. It's really smart. Smart storage, man.
Smart storage, young lady. Since I created it. I hope it's cool. That was what I was going for.
It's cool. Definitely cool. All right. So we will talk to you on Wednesday and we'll launch this campaign.
Beautiful. Thanks so much for having me on.
Hey, you're welcome.
All right. Happy holidays, everybody.
All right, I did it again. Boys and girls, I went long and I apologize, but I'm going to make this real quick. As I did reference some Corona things, I just wanted to promote the podcast that we did previously. It was about 2 months ago, and I've done quite a few of them since this the whole shutdown started. But this is the one that's going to be the most impactful, that gets you the most information. And since it's back in the news, I don't want you to be scared or fooled about what you hear on the media about surging cases. Cases don't mean anything. They don't mean anything. If you don't believe me, you can go to our Corona page. It's the COVID facts page on everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. All the people that you need to pay attention to, all the ones that are not agenda oriented, they're not there for any political gain. The truth, the facts, the information's there. But the podcast episode that I did with Clay Clark, it's episode 126. It will get you the truth and you'll learn the facts. And since now you are looking at additional shutdowns and this, you know, all these talk about masks, okay, masks don't work. They actually hurt people and they make you more sick. The CDC, there has not been any reports or scientific information that they actually work. They actually hurt you. And the CDC released a study that they did, I believe a month or 2 months ago, 85% of the people who wore the mask most of the time or all the time actually got the virus. The people that never wore the mask, only 5% of them got it. So as you're seeing all these shutdowns, don't be scared. Don't be scared about the numbers. As I said, cases don't mean anything. 75% of the tests show false positives, and a majority of the cases that you're hearing about are just people with repeat tests, just like Elon Musk. Do you remember that tweet he sent out? 4 tests, 2 were positive, 2 were negative. So I don't want you to be in fear anymore, because as we talked about earlier with the gas, the fear is just going to spiral and it's going to affect problems with your health, which is probably why most of those people are kind of getting sick, just because their immune system's down. So we talked about that with quite a few of the guests. Boost your immune system. If you don't want to go to the marketplace and get Suzanne Summers' fabulous products for your zinc ND, just make sure you go get it. But hers are cheaper and better quality. So anyway, go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You can read the blog for episode 126 with Clay Clark, listen to the episode, or go to one of your favorite podcast players. Don't give up your freedom, your liberties, or your business, because government wants power and control, and that's what it's all about. And it's not conspiracy theory. That's 100% facts. I mean, why do you think the churches are closed? Hi, church, come on, God, right? It's what Bill talked about, ego, edging God out. So remember to subscribe to Everything Home Talk Show so you never miss an episode. The links to all of the 14 podcast players are listed at the very top of our website. So just click subscribe and enjoy the show. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com. I'm going to make sure that I don't go over on Friday. Everybody, appreciate your patience. But there's just so much information that we need to get to you. So just remember that we are... I just wanted a special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information is listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You can actually go to the under the episodes tab. There is the purpose-driven partners tab, which will have all of these episodes, plus all their information is on there. Also, I'm losing my spot. I'm sorry. Everything's on the website. Just go there, I promise. Join us next Friday, which is in 2 days at 12 o'clock, for another live episode of Purpose Driven Partners, and learn some great tips and takeaways to grow your business, improve the quality of your life, make a difference, and much more. Make it a great day, everybody, because you deserve it. I promise I won't go over next time.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.